Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 99 of Season 7 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast where we yippee-ki-yay our way through the 1995 Bruce Willis action flick, Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is Mark Hoffmeyer of the Deep Blue Sea Pod and of Movies, Films, and Flicks. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Happy to be here. You know, I'm still in Norway, but it's a beautiful country. I'm learning more about the people. They're thinking about giving me a passport here. I've really won everyone over.
Have you made it to the bridge?
Probably still have to pay. No, not yet. But you know, there's a good story here. I got interviewed. I'm still going to be heavily fined. But it's been a good ride here in Norway. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, that's the important thing, that you're enjoying it. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a beautiful country. Even though I've just seen the boat, and I haven't even looked too much through the boat because I don't want to find anything I don't want to find.
That's pretty smart.
I should go away on boats and not find things. That'll get you in trouble. I should do a TED Talk. A Simon Talk.
Okay. We'll promote it here. We will promote it here.
Like Simon says.
Okay. That actually works. You know. Cool. All right. So minute 99 begins with Zeus entering the bridge and ends with John basically leaving DNA all over the ship.
Yeah, just wipe it on your shirt, man.
That's right. Seriously. He's just dripping all over the place.
I do love eggs, though. I do love eggs, movie Rob. So I'm very happy that this movie gives eggs a good name.
We have a lot to talk about eggs later in today's episode. We will get there. Trust me, Mark.
I don't salt my eggs, though.
All right. Well, we'll get there. You're jumping way ahead. Because we're just entering the bridge, right? So, first of all, do you know why it's called the bridge? And I mean, is there any other name for this area of the ship that you can think of?
Why is it called the bridge? The bridge. You're not really bridging anything. I don't know. Why is it called the bridge?
Okay, well, first of all, the question also is, are there other names for this area of the ship that you can think of?
The cockpit. The captain's lounge. The place where the steering wheel is. The control center. The Nemo's room.
Okay, I have three things here. You didn't come close to any of them. But you gave us some other things to think about, so that's good too. So we have the wheelhouse or the pilot house.
That makes sense. I like the wheelhouse. It houses the wheel. Pilot house I don't like, because it's like, does it house the pilot, or does the pilot just work there?
Well, maybe the idea of the house is that it's generally covered.
They should call it the covered place where the pilot can steer the ship. That should be the name.
The covered place where the pilot can steer the ship. I think that's too descriptive.
Why not be specific, though? Like, imagine that. You're on a boat. Hey, where do I go find the place where the captain is? Okay, so you go up there, and there's a covered room with a wheel, and it's on the front of the boat. Everyone knows where the front is. Go up there, up the top. You'll see the big glass windows. You'll see the huge wheel and a giant thing that says covered area where the pilot stands. It's so specific. You'll never get lost on a boat.
It's true. But again, you have to have a lot of room in order to write all that, you know, so that people know where they're going. You know, instead of just saying, you know, bridge with an arrow, you know, to have to say that entire sentence with an arrow would just take up too much space on the wall.
And that's fair, because no one would listen. Like, everyone would be like, they'd listen to three words and be like, okay, fine. And then they'd go get lost.
That's right.
So yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair then, but I still like my name better. They should call it place where you can salt your eggs.
I think that would sound very euphemistic. Yeah. So I don't
what
know.
What does that mean? Ooh, I'm gonna go check that out.
I think
salt
that
pepper room.
There you go. I don't know. It would sound a little too crazy to call it that, but
sleeveless shirt room.
Okay.
We think about that one.
Again, it works for Simon, but I don't know if it works for every, you know, ship around there. In this particular instance, it works.
Well, before you go on any boat, I think you should watch this movie because this teaches you everything you know about nautical anything. Forget Poseidon.
Forget Titanic. You know,
forget all those. Forget Jaws. Forget all those. Die Hard with a Vengeance, the ultimate boat movie.
Okay, I don't know if I would 100% agree with you on that, but I understand where you're coming from. So the reason that it's called a bridge is because it's a raised walkway. So therefore, it looks like a bridge because it's placed in an area in order not to be obstructed by different parts of the ship. So it's a raised platform so that they always will have they can always see in front of them where they're going and everything like that, because it started when they had paddle steamers, and therefore therefore you had the paddle wheels, and you didn't want to disrupt the captain's view. So what they did was that they made this raised walkway in between. So therefore, it's above the paddles, and therefore, you can actually the captain or whoever is there, the officer of the deck or officer of the watch or whatever it is, always has a clear view of everything in front of them.
So you just tell people to go the highest spot there on the boat.
That's right.
That's what it's called.
Highest spot. Well, no, I don't know if you call it the highest spot on the boat because you had a mast. There are other places. It's I guess the highest.
I mean,
it's
no the highest place. No one's going to climb the mast.
No, but maybe it's the highest place where you can stand.
There it is. That's not a
bridge. That's right. So you know what? Maybe we just call it a bridge.
I like that. Listen, just use your common sense and go to the highest place where humans could possibly pilot a boat.
That's right.
There it is. That's it. We did it.
Okay. All right. That is a.
Unless it's a submarine. Then that would might totally.
Because they do. Well, no. Isn't the bridge on a submarine what's out of the water? Isn't that like considered the bridge? Before they dive down or whatever, they have a place on top that's considered a bridge, isn't it?
Well, I guess that makes sense. Because most of the time they're just looking at sonar. So they don't need to be in the highest spot of the boat.
Right.
That's more like a lookout. Wait, does a submarine have a bridge?
I believe it does.
Submarine have a bridge. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do.
The bridge is where the submarine is controlled from when it's on the surface. There it is.
Thank you, Mark.
I should have just trusted you.
Well, come on. Didn't we talk about Crimson Tide? I mean, I know I talked about Jay about Crimson Tide, but they're sitting there smoking their cigars on the bridge. At the end of Hunt for Red October, you have them on the bridge.
Good point. I love Crimson Tide.
Yeah, well, Jay didn't like it. If you go back and listen to my episode with him, you'll see how much
submarine movies. His bias against submarine movies is. It's like, if there's a submarine, he hates it. But he liked Below, because that's like a sci-fi horror one. So correct. Toss a monster in it, and he'll like it. If it's just humans yelling at each other in tight corridors, he'll hate it. Crimson Tide. It just sounds like a monster movie. A lot of blood in the water.
That it does.
That sounds like a shark movie.
Well, that's why we did it in
a lot of... And it's quite deep.
Yes. That it is. Right. So at this point, Simon then starts checking things and he says, "You have the autopilot set?" "Yes, sir." "Good." And as he's doing this, we see his hand reach over and there's this very strange salt and pepper shaker that's in there. Like why would they have a salt and pepper shaker in general in there?
I mean, Captain's got to eat. Captain's got to eat. He probably doesn't even spend much time up there. But yeah, but when you get
to... got there.
I've worked on a lot of... Maybe the captain before it wanted it. Right? I mean, it was there.
Yeah.
This wasn't a special order. I mean, they are full. If you look at the pepper, it's full. So... I mean, it's pretty secure on there, too. No, there's a napkin. No, they brought this in here for him. They know what Simon likes. Like, when I worked on film sets, I never worked with villains. But when I worked on those, I would kind of know what people like and I would have them ready. So maybe they know that he likes eggs. He's a svelte guy, Jeremy Irons. So maybe he just needed some eggs for the boat ride. And they wanted him to have the available salt up there. Maybe like Katya called people and was like, this is what he wants for his ship, you know, for his ride.
Right.
And then they went and took care of it. There it is. Done.
Okay. So how...
We did it.
How far back do you think the idea goes of having the combination of salt and pepper, you know, as condiments that sit on the table?
Salt. 1733.
That is really, really close because it's the late 17th century. So you're not that far off. With that?
Hey, I just, you know, I was decades off, but...
No, but in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty good. And what country do you think it was started?
Probably a colder area. What country? Probably on the water. It was 1733. Get out of there. What's going on here? France.
Perfect. You got that right.
Whoa.
So
that's amazing. That's right. I was like, it has to be on the water to have shipments. And I was like, what's kind of like a culinary area? Not England. So then I went France because of the culinary arts.
And it was.
I don't know why. You got it there. But it felt right.
So the idea is that salt is a seasoning that will always.
Wait. I just took a total guess and I got those pretty close.
I know.
So.
I'm impressed.
I'm just gonna retire. I'm quitting today. That was things won't get any better.
No. We still have where to go, where you can get better. There's always where to go higher on this. So salt is basically one of the only seasonings that across the board people believe that it will only improve the taste of food. Sometimes even food that's completely unpalatable, if you put enough salt on it, it should work, right? And the reason that it was paired with pepper is because black pepper is considered the only spice that wouldn't overpower the true taste of the food.
Oh, interesting.
So the idea is to put, you know, the two of them there so that you know, while someone's eating, if they need to add something, they can add one of these two things, which will enhance the whatever taste you already have there of the food.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, do you know in Hungary what spice do they use instead of pepper?
What spice? Oh, so in Hungary. Okay. Yes. What spice do they use instead? Okay, so Hungarian dishes. And then there's pepper when they don't want it to overpower it. And then what spice would be used? I don't know. What spice? Because they don't want to overpower it. So salt and paprika.
Very good.
Wait, did I get that right?
Mark, you're on a roll. Of course you got it right. You're on a roll today, Mark.
Listen, y'all. I am not cheating this at all. My deductive reasoning is working pretty good today.
That's right.
What's happening?
You're showing your Sherlock self.
Jeez Louise. All right, so I still haven't lost my mind yet.
Nope.
This episode, even if it goes completely downhill from here, I will at least know that I can deduce close answers sometimes. When my brain is sharp. This is good.
That's right.
So it's really Oh man, this is top five moments in my life. This is great.
Now, I mean, what I love about this is the fact that, I mean, I've always noticed the fact that Simon has an egg, but I never paid attention to the fact that he had spices in order to put on that egg.
Yeah, he needs spice. He's a guy. He's salty. He wants. Are Germans big on salt? Do Germans love salt? Have you looked that up?
I did not look that up.
So Germans like salt. What's the answer? Do Germans get kidney problems? Wait, Food in German. Wait, let's see. Salt intake in Germany. Let's see. Why is the food in Germany a very less spicy plain? So there's salt. Industry must help Germany to cut salt intake. A lot of Germans go high on salt. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Oh, I like that. And they have idioms involving salt. Because these are Germans, right? Hans Gruber. The Gruber, yes. Yeah. We're learning everything today. This is great.
Did you notice that when he picks up the salt shaker, something falls?
I have not. Let me see.
When he picks up... You can see that second five.
Something falls. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Falls from his hand. Yeah, that's weird. What was that?
It's a toothpick.
Oh, so he's using a toothpick. That makes sense.
There are in this little gadget that they have there that's holding the salt and pepper, there's also a place for toothpicks.
So you
know, he's definitely coming prepared.
Yeah.
You know, this we've joked many times over the course of this entire season about Jeremy Irons and be prepared. This is the epitome of be prepared. You know, this is Scar.
Is a toothpick for his teeth or to unclog the salt and pepper shakers?
I think it has dual use.
Oh, wow. You get a little salt while you're flossing.
There you go. There you go.
He shoots a guy while holding an egg. That's really impressive. That has to be a first.
Probably is. And then we see Zeus, you know, watching what's going on and moving in towards the bridge. And first of all, there's a clock on the wall. Did you see what time it says on that clock?
I did not see what time it says.
Okay, before you try and look for that, what time do you think it's supposed to be right now?
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay, so it's the morning. He's hung over.
Well, I'll make it easier for you. What time is the bomb supposed to go off?
I don't know. They say it a billion times, and it's coming up soon. I'd have to think about how the day has gone. I don't know. 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 3 p.m.
Three felt good.
Yeah, 3 felt good.
That's right. And Zeus passes a clock. And what time do you think it says on that clock?
Well, he needs the thing soon. So 2:56.
It actually shows that it's 3 o'clock.
Oh, because they need it right then and there.
My assumption is they probably stopped the clock. Oh. You know, I don't think that. Yeah, the second hand is not moving.
Oh, so they just left it on. They just left it there.
Yeah, but it's still pretty cool that whoever was in charge, the script supervisor or whoever it is in charge of continuity, said we need to make sure that this clock says 3 o'clock. Nobody's going to pay attention to the fact that the clock is not working right now.
Yeah, I mean, come prepared, right?
That is true. And in front of Zeus, there is a poster that says emergency plan.
Here, let me pull this up here. All right, so here's the eggs. He's eating. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
No, we're not at the eggs yet. We're not at the eggs yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is 3 p.m. I don't like to cheat. I like to be wrong. So, yeah, 3 p.m. and then emergency plan.
Now, what does it say under the words emergency plan?
Poor swan. They put something over the boat. Like, they taped it. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's right.
So you're right. They probably did switch the name of the boat for this.
That's right. That's the way it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Man, yeah. You can't read anything else on that emergency plan, but still, the fact that it says foreign swan on it is just great.
Things you only notice on Minute by Minute podcasts.
For sure. And again, this is great continuity.
Great.
The script supervisor did a great job in this movie.
Give him a raise.
Apparently.
Retroactive.
Yeah, Zeus walks into the area with the bridge, you know, and Simon is just standing there. We get a shot of the front of Simon, and we see Zeus behind him. And I mean, you can tell Simon knows that something's going on, but he doesn't let it be known. And then Zeus goes, "Don't move." We get a shot of some of the other goons that now have also paid attention. Nobody had paid attention to the fact that this guy just walked onto the bridge. You know, we see the You know, the 70s porn star with the sunglasses and the mustache.
Yeah, that guy's just in the background there, yeah.
Yeah. We have, Katya looking over also. Like, nobody noticed, nobody heard that someone was walking into the room. You know, they're all, I guess, enthralled by the salt and pepper shaker.
There's a bunch of Germans there. Like, so they're probably expecting, you know, Hans 2 to come up and say hi. Like, I don't, you know, that's like you and I, we have a secret bunker somewhere. We would never expect Sam Jackson to walk in. So I don't think they were that's expecting right. it. So I think that's where surprise works, is because you just hit them when they least expect it.
Correct.
Man.
Correct.
Zeus really chumps himself out in this scene, I gotta tell you.
Seriously. And then Simon slowly just turns around. We then see he does have an egg in his hand. Does he also still have the salt shaker in his hand?
He never puts it down. Let me see.
He is holding something in his in his hand.
Because
he's got the egg in his right hand and something in his left hand, but we can't tell what.
I mean, he's not a guy who eats an entire egg, so he still has some egg left there.
Well, he hasn't even taken a bite yet of the
How many egg. Bites do you think it would take Simon to eat an egg? Like a whole egg?
I would say two or three.
He's a classy guy. He wouldn't do one, would he?
Probably not.
So you're saying
have you ever eaten an egg whole?
Plenty of times.
I remember as a teenager, I used to be able to put a hard-boiled egg in my mouth whole and then basically cut it in two in my mouth and then swallow it, you know, without a problem. Like
that. Yeah, yeah.
And then one time I was doing that and I actually started choking. But the fact that I'm still here 30 years later to talk about it means that, you know, that I got out of that.
Listen, ordeal. I'm happy you're still here. The egg incident.
Me too.
Could have been bad.
That's right.
And I'm it definitely. So we're talking about what's in his hands, but I mean, the salt shaker is actually back in its place at 54 seconds. So somehow he found time to get the salt back in there.
That's true.
How did he? Could he even have time to do that? Let's see.
He doesn't have time here. He had to have done it right before Zeus showed up.
So salt shaker.
He must have done it really quickly. Maybe during those few. So he was able to then put it back.
That makes sense.
You know, when we saw the evening by Zeus and stuff like that. I know that they have an interesting conversation going on after this.
You know, he's
because Simon turns to him and goes, "Oh, the Samaritan." And Zeus, I love how Simon is completely calm and Zeus is just losing it. He goes, "Give me the goddamn code." Code? Oh, you mean for the school? I'm sorry, I can't do that. You call in that code right now or I blow your sick ass into the next world. If that's what you gotta do.
I like that Zeus just hands him the gun too.
Well, he doesn't hand it to him. Let's put it this way. I've shot my fair share of guns in my life. Okay. The idea that Simon knew what was going to happen here is just amazing because, you know, the whole idea of where you have the, you know, the safety and, you know, all that stuff on the side of a gun is not necessarily something that you're normally going to notice, you know, but he knows that Zeus is, I guess, inexperienced and is taking ready for that, you know?
I mean, that's fair because, you know what's interesting about guns? I feel like most people think they know what they're doing with guns, and then they get one in their hands, and then they're completely lost. So, yeah, he probably think, yeah, he's like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. That makes sense.
Zeus starts shooting. Now, what does he feel that he is going to accomplish by killing? He's asking Zeus for the codes. Give me the code. Give me the goddamn code. And Zeus doesn't give it to him, so therefore he's going to shoot him? Like, what's the logic in that?
I mean, sometimes your bluff gets called, and then you just gotta. I mean, other people might know the code. Katya might know the code, and then by that point, people are like, "Yo, this person's for real."
It could be. Again, I still think that he probably should have tried just wound him because I mean he pulls the trigger here. I mean, obviously nothing happens when he pulls the trigger, and Zeus is really shocked because I guess he's never seen a movie in his life, you know, but when watching people shoot guns.
I mean, he's too busy trying to be an action hero, not thinking about it. That'd be true. Funny. I mean, if he knew the bomb was fake, he could just ran in there and shot everyone up. That'd have been crazy. And he was.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't have.
But I have a question.
But he wouldn't have known to take off the safety catch.
Movie Rob, you ask a criminal, what's the code? They don't give it to you. What are you going to do? Okay, see you later? Like, I mean, how are you going to do that?
No, you shoot him. You shoot him in the kneecap.
Shoot him. That's fair. Cap him. But then everyone else is going to go for their guns or knives when you take that time.
It's quite possible. It is possible.
I mean, I have no idea what I would do. I would probably
It's a risk you got to take.
I'd probably just poop myself in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, possibly. And at this point, as Simon's looking at him, he's once again, he's still calm. You know, he notices the fact that Zeus hasn't figured out that he needs to take off the safety. And he basically turns to Zeus and goes, you got to take the safety catch off. And he takes a bite of the egg as he's looking at him, which is great. I hope they didn't have to do this scene 100 times. You know, that would have been too much for Jeremy Irons if he had to constantly consume horrible eggs.
Yeah, he's not in Cool Hand Luke or anything, right? Like, he can't eat that many eggs.
No, I don't think so at all.
I don't think Jeremy Irons would even eat that many eggs. I think they're like, all right, we're going again. He would be like, no, I'm not. I'm not eating another egg.
Easily disarms Zeus and takes the gun, you know, without any problems. And then he does something really, really strange. At this point, Simon knows that Zeus is not able to shoot because the safety is off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So therefore, he knows that Zeus has probably cocked the gun. I mean, we know that he cocked the gun because that's what John did. John cocked the gun and told him, you know, all you got to do is point and shoot. Yeah, obviously it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah,
but
John didn't do him any favors. And turn off the safety, he should have said. Turn off the safety, then point and click.
That's right. No, but John was concerned that Zeus would blow out of his own foot and therefore, you know, didn't give him enough instructions on the whole thing.
So then he goes and gets his foot blown off.
That's right. Exactly. But then Simon takes the gun and he cocks the gun. The gun is already cocked.
Wait, didn't he pull the trigger?
So you
couldn't have decocked it?
No, because
the safety's on.
Because of the safety. So
yeah, this doesn't. Look I don't as know cool. why he. This is movie logic.
It might not look as cool.
This is movie logic. Remember, we had this conversation. So this is just in
we
this
have
world,
this conversation every season.
In this world, when you pull the trigger, the gun uncocks, and then you got to cock it again.
Okay.
What do you think? And in the action world.
Okay. I'm willing to buy it.
All right, good.
Right. And then Zeus goes, oh, god damn. And then he just shoots him in the leg.
Yep.
He goes, see, that works. Now where's my plane?
Oh, and then blood spilling everywhere.
And then the shot changes and we get to see John, and we see that there is, as you said, a lot of blood dripping from his arm. You know, as he's walking down the corridor.
Does he not realize that people can follow that?
Like Hansel and Gretel type?
I'm going to leave my blood everywhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, hey, where's this guy in our boat? Well, follow the blood trail. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's either follow the blood trail or follow the little pieces of ore that are, that the ship is carrying.
Right.
Yeah. And, as John is limping away, dripping all over the place, the minute ends.
I like that. Good chapter.
Did you want anything? Do you have anything else you want to say about this minute?
No, just the egg bit saved us.
Yeah.
That saved us this time. We got some good work out of it. And remember,
we always get good work.
Paprika.
Yeah. That's right. The truth is, I like paprika more than I like pepper. So that sort of makes it's understandable. And I'm not Hungarian.
I had a few guesses I was going through my head, but paprika seemed like the least offensive. That's why I guessed it. And it has a P in the word. I was thinking cardamom, mm-hmm. but that didn't seem right to me.
Right. All right. So once again, we have nothing to talk about in the script because this does not appear in the script at all. So every Thursday, we have a segment called Off the Beaten Track, Revenge, Sibling Rivalry Edition, where my guest will give some sort of story, anecdote, adventure, misadventure, something that's happened to them over the course of their life that is somehow related to revenge or sibling rivalry. So, Mark, you have a story for us by any chance?
You know what's crazy is, as deep as I dig, I have never hatched a plan to get revenge on somebody. Like, when I've been done wrong, I've never thought, I'm going to do this to spite them. Because that always felt unnecessary to me. But I don't think, like, you know, stuff has been stolen from me, and I've gone on quests to get it back, and I did. But that's more of like, that's not revenge. That's more like giving my stuff back. Like, I'd once had stuff stolen from my house, and I got every single thing that was stolen from it back when I was in college. That was kind of like a scorched earth thing. But I don't know if that's revenge.
Wait, you got the exact same items back, or you were able to?
Yeah, from the people. I like did it. I reasoned who it was. I found them all individually, with other people with me, and then like got everything I had back. So I like bunch of CDs, motorcycle helmet, other items. I traced all of them back, and I wasn't gonna stop until I got every piece. But I don't know if that's revenge, is it? Because I didn't really.
Well, it depends on how you got it back. If you like killed them all as you did it, that would be revenge.
No punches.
Or if you did something,
not one punch was thrown, or stabs, or bullets. I mean, a lot of intimidation, but
intimidation can work.
Yeah, but I mean, that was it. But I got every single thing back. So, but I've never listened. Like, I've never been wronged by a brother, and I had revenge. I don't think I've ever once in my life gotten revenge on someone for something. I really don't.
Wow.
Never.
Okay.
I really like I don't think there's ever like I've never. Is that weird?
It's not weird. That's you know, just the way Mark Hoffmeyer is.
Yeah. I don't like to hold on to things unless it's like my failures. And then I beat myself up over it. But like with other people, I don't need revenge.
Right. Okay. That's fair.
I'm dead serious. I have never ever hatched a revenge plan.
Well, you it's not never too late.
There we go. I've never had any like foes in my life. Is that like I've never had
but that,
sworn
that's a good thing.
Like if someone TP'd my house, I would have gotten them back, but no one dared TP my house. Like no one egged anything of mine. I got cheesed once, but I don't know who left the cheese on my car.
So you're saying you basically need to intimidate people enough that they're not going to – that they're going to be scared of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in high school, I was like a boxer, and I was a wrestler, and I was always in trouble. So, like, I don't think people really wanted to mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
So then they didn't even try.
Right. Okay. Well, that's part of the whole idea of you know – of making people scared of you that they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna want to go after you.
Yeah, have people be afraid of you.
That's right.
There we go. And so you don't have to get revenge on
fear, anyone. Fear factor.
That's right.
All right. Okay, Mark, you want to once again tell people where they can find Mark Hoffmeyer?
Yeah. So I'm currently in Norway. But you can go to Movies from the Flicks, and you can go to Deep Blue Sea, the podcast. We just started going through the Deep Blue Sea chapters again, and we're doing great. Like, the show is really doing wonderfully, and we're just, like, 7 on Apple Podcasts in the United States for film history. We're like, top 4 in Canada, top 10 in Great Britain, number 1 in Egypt. Like, we're really doing well. So it's a show that Jay Kluwit and I have been working on for since 2020, And it's really building momentum. It's kind of cool. I got 2 podcasts that are doing well, and there's you can't ask for too much more with millions of podcasts out there. So
sure.
I'm really proud of the work we're doing.
Keep up that great work. And try and convince Jay why some submarine movies are actually good. Yeah.
I don't think that ever happens.
No, I'm saying that's the goal.
Oh yeah.
For you to do that.
Well, he does like Below. He likes Below. So maybe I can find other ones that he might
make. There you go. All right. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can send me an email to movierobminute@movierob.net. Or you can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. So, until tomorrow, yippee-ki-yay!
Sayonara.
Johnny comes marching home again. Hurrah! Hurrah! We'll give him a hearty welcome then. Hurrah! Hurrah! The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel glad when Johnny comes marching home.